Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave.
What's going on?
How you feeling?
Like trash.
Oh, Dave, you forgot your jelly beans.
I can't have jelly beans in my condition.
Oh, no.
I can't fill my
bad?
Body. It's not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Now I kind of feel bad about what I'm going to do to you in the second segment of this show.
Are you going to make me blow my nose into the microphone? Because I can do that. Like, I can do that right now, actually.
No, I'm not going to do that. Not because I'm not doing that to you, because I'm not going to do that to our listeners. No, I'm going to make you talk about hockey. I know. I'm sorry. Now I legit feel bad. I was so excited to torment you.
Yeah, let's
talk
about
hockey. But you're already being tormented.
The best sport in the world.
By your health.
I never get sick. I used to only get sick between like October and February. If that.
Normal.
Once a year. And this is now the second time in 3 years. Like, I got sick around this time in June of 2014 when I was covering the Stanley Cup Final between the Kings and the Rangers. I was in Los Angeles where it's beautiful and warm.
But not in June.
No, it was
LA
nice.
In June is terrible.
Oh, it was good. It was
the gloom.
It was beautiful weather, and I was a phlegm factory for 4.5 days. Couldn't go out. Couldn't drink. Couldn't do anything. All the stuff you. The only reason you get into this job is to go on the road and drink, and I couldn't do it while I was in LA. And now I feel like that again. And
oh no.
I think I'm dying.
You might be.
I
hope you don't, because I do still need you, and I'm still worrying that you're going to leave me one of these days.
Yeah. Soon.
Remind me in the bonus episode to tell you about my magical healing broth. That I know you will not ever make.
Nope.
But the people should hear about it.
I mean, yeah. Is it?
It is pretty magical. It is pretty magical. But
are there drugs
we
in
gotta,
it?
No, but oh, I mean.
No,
I,
never mind.
I could put drugs in it since I know where to get them and you don't. Before we can even get to that, we have to get through our first segment, which is going to be all about bathrobes. You guys, I'm really, really excited about bathrobes. I've been thinking about your bathrobes so much. I've spent 2 weeks talking to...
That's like something a stalker says to somebody. I've been thinking about your bathrobe so much. When do you put it on? When do you take it off?
That welcome literally to, is how I've been.
Welcome to Ask a Clean Person. Oh, yeah.
Dave, no one hears you when you whisper like that. It was really that was a really good bit. But
they heard it.
But I don't think people are going to be able to hear
it.
I
thought last week we were super loud.
We were super loud.
So I don't want to, I don't know.
We were, but
adjust
Liz,
your volume.
But Liz, our editor, saved us. She fixed all the volume issues. Okay, so you guys, I've been thinking so much about your bathrobes. I have talked to so many people in my life about their bathrobes. It has been hilarious, and I'm so excited about your bathrobes. Before we can even get into the bathrobe stuff, however, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. We have a bunch of new patrons to thank this week. It's been a good week.
There's good names, too. I feel like all the patrons have, like, cool, like, TV show cool people names.
They are really good names. Actually,
right?
You want to read the names this week?
Here. Like, okay, so you got Jamie Martinelli. Now, Jamie Martinelli is probably, like, the bully in, like, a Saved by the Bell episode, but that's still a cool TV name.
Yeah.
KJ Ford. KJ Ford. Like, that could be, like, the action star in, like, a Tom Cruise movie. That could be, like, a really good, I'd say, basketball player name, too. KJ Ford. Ginger McFarlane.
Amazing.
I mean, good goodness. Ginger. Ginger.
Ginger alone is just like a clutch first name.
Call her G-Mac.
That's good, actually.
It's good stuff. Rachel Torres. That's kind of just a regular name. It's a good name.
It's a good name.
And then I'm going to pronounce it Jean Shepeld, a French chef that stars in that movie with, what's his name? The guy from the thing where he's a cook.
Oh, that one.
What's his name? He's in Silver Linings Playbook. I can't think of, I have no...
Yeah, and you're asking, like...
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper. Like Jean would be, like, Bradley's rival, and then they would eventually fall in love and have sex together.
Okay.
As opposed to separately.
Okay.
So there you go. Thanks a lot for the casting call, where we got all the cool named actors to come in and pay for stuff.
And more importantly, thanks for being our patrons, guys. Yeah,
that too.
Yeah.
Jean Chappelle.
I had a like really, really nice exchange with Jamie, actually. So hey, a special thanks to Jamie, because I loved the little notes you were sending me. All right, guys. You can't see me, but I'm doing jazz hands because I'm so excited about the bathroom thing. So here, in this first segment, we're going to talk all about your bathrobe behavior, and I'm really excited about it. I still want to keep hearing about your bathrobe behavior, so if you listen to this episode and you like have things that you want to say to me about your bathrobe behavior, please, please get in touch. It's been really fun and weird. And I can also recommend bathrobes as a great topic of conversation over drinks, because it has led to like some of the funniest and weirdest conversations I've had in a long time recently, including a whole jag that we went off last night. I was with the Jalopnik people, planning all kinds of cool Jalopnik Ask a Clean Person type stuff, including podcast stuff. So we'll have some more of that this summer. And we just got onto like a whole bathrobe jag, and it was wonderful. All right, so let's have Dave, you read the question from Diane.
All right, Diane, what's up? Well, I'm listening to No Scrubs, the latest Ask a Clean Person podcast, not the sweet 90s song. And since I don't watch Real Housewives, good job, Diane. I am so amused. Wait, hold on. Like, I'm really, really out of it. I am so amused, but so completely lost. I'm also horrified by Jax, the dirty guy, and Sonia, brown ice made me throw up in my mouth a little bit. Regarding bathrobes, I don't own one, but my fiance does. He wears it maybe once a year, but I have legitimately never seen him launder it, and we've been together for 4 years. Worse yet, there is a bathrobe that lives at the family house in Maine. The family house in Maine.
I'd marry him, too. I'd marry anyone for a family house in Maine.
A bathrobe at the family house in Maine is like the whitest sentence I've ever read. Oh, my goodness. And it is worn fairly frequently when we're there on vacation. Also, has never been washed, and it spends about 49 weeks of the year in a plastic storage bin in the attic. So with an N of one, I don't know what that means. What does that mean with an N of one?
It's N of one is a mathematical term that means an example of one.
It's a real smart person here.
Don't do that to me, Dave.
It's got all equations and shit in here, like from Good Will Hunting. What?
Dave, don't do the bad Boston accent.
Just for the rest of it. I can confirm that people don't wash their bathrobes. Dave.
This legitimately pisses me off.
Oh, I'm not going to throw away my fiance, but I will throw away a bathrobe if that is your advice. Thank you in advance for advice, help, and to both you and Dave for bringing amusement and cleanliness into my life on a weekly basis. Cheers. Ah, cheers, Diane.
See?
This is the most New England letter, actually. It's not the whitest letter. It's the most New England letter ever. Maine, cheers, Diane. Wow.
You know that I grew up down the block from Cheers?
Really?
Yeah. So cheer, you know.
What's the name of the place, really? I know this.
Cheers.
Oh, I thought it was like a different name of the bar, like in real life.
No. There's an upstairs restaurant called the Bull and Finch Pub.
Oh,
that's what you're thinking of. But the bar itself
is actually called Cheers.
It's called Cheers. Yep. Oh. And so it's on a corner. It's on the corner of Beacon and Brimmer. And I lived on Brimmer. And when I was a little girl, like probably like once a week, once every other week, frequently, when my parents would come home from work, my mom would just be like, nope, not cooking. We're going to Cheers. And we would just walk down the block and go to Cheers. So like I ate there a lot as a kid.
They go, Jolie.
Yeah. It doesn't, the bar does not look anything like the TV set, which,
sure,
you know, of course. Yeah. So there's a...
Is it dirtier? Is it like all smoky and filled with like guys in Red Sox jackets?
No. It's much smaller. It's very quaint.
I'm picturing the bar that Casey Affleck goes into in Gone Baby Gone, where he tries to find out the information in the beginning of the movie. It's all dirty and smoky, and they call each other names and stuff.
You think I've seen that movie?
It's a Boston movie.
I know, but I haven't seen all the Boston movies. I've seen a lot of them, but not all of them. No, it's not dirty. It's quite nice. It's quaint and charming. And there's a front room that's the bar, and then there's a back room that's a little dining room. So we would sit in the back room and the dining room, and I grew up going to Cheers. It really was like a neighborhood bar and restaurant. And I love it. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about bathrobes, Dave.
Get the Harvard equation in this email and everything. Let's do it.
Okay. So I was so excited about your bathrobes, you guys, that I put a poll up on Twitter. So before I get into answering the question about how often you're supposed to be washing bathrobes, I want to just talk to you about your bathrobe behavior because I think it's fascinating. So I put two polls up on Twitter. I left them up for 2 days. The first poll asked, if you wear a bathrobe post-showering, do you towel off and then don your robe, or do you don your robe while you're still wet? And there were 574 votes, which I was like, that's a lot of votes for a poll about bathrobes. I thought that seemed like a pretty good engagement.
It's every single person in the world who still owns a bathrobe. voted in your poll.
I have so many bathrobes. I really do. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5.
Where do you keep them all? I don't even have that many
in
coats.
In various places around my home. There's one draped elegantly over my bed.
There's one like in the vegetable thing in the fridge, in the bottom of the fridge, just to keep it cool.
There are like two little ones that I keep on the side of my dresser. There's one in my closet that's Lily Pulitzer. And there's one in my bathroom that's my everyday kimono that I wear. I just swan around my home. I'm all about like 40-year-old glam right now. This is where my life has taken me.
All right, let me ask you this. You take a shower.
Yes.
You do your thing, you put the robe on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going anywhere, you're not going out, you're not going anywhere, how long before you actually put on clothes? Or do you just stay in the robe for the rest of the day?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it really depends. More often than not, I don't stay in the robe very long because I think we've discussed the fact that I'm a never nude. So like
So the robe doesn't count as clothing is what you're saying?
I'll like always put my underwear right on because like I definitely have to have underwear on my robe. It just gets to a point where I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't know.
I thought it was like just like for guys who like just hang out in their underwear. Like maybe that's like the.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I do, but I probably more often than not, if I'm not going anywhere, I'll just put like my like house clothes on, like house pants and a tank top or like
apartment pants.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't call them apartment pants because it doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well as house pants. But yes, I live in an apartment.
It's from Friends. Come on.
Oh, I forgot. On the bonus, I'm going to have to tell you the story about why Friends is triggering for me, I think. I think it's finally time for me to come clean about that. But I can't get into that. I'm going to get so distracted.
Do your thing.
Also, you guys, I'm sorry. I am a little distracted today. I had to get up super early for jury duty. So I'm like tired and I just had a Starbucks. So I'm a little bit wired. And Dave is sick and blowing his nose with Starbucks napkins. So the two of us are just sort of like a little bit out of it.
And she means jury duty, the Pauly Shore movie, not actually going to jury duty. She got up early to watch Pauly Shore.
I actually went to jury duty this morning. Okay, so let's the poll results. Okay, so the first poll is I have this thing that I think that people are putting their robe on themselves straight out of the shower without toweling off, and I wanted to find out if that was true or not. So the first poll was to determine that. So here's how: of the 574 votes, 88% of the people towel off and then don their robe, and 12% don their robe while they're wet. Now, that kind of sounds like crazy behavior until you find out the reason why the people who are donning their robe wet are doing so. And so far, I have two people who have explained to me why they do this. If you are a person who does this and this explanation is not why, I demand that you get in touch and you tell me why you're doing it, because I want to know everything about your weird private behavior. I'm fascinated by the human experience.
Send pictures and videos, whatever works for it.
And I want to know a whole lot more about it. Okay, so the first person who explained this to me is Shanna Davis, who is one of our patrons, and she is also a member of the Watch What Crappens Facebook group. And in the Watch What Crappens Facebook group, she addressed this because I originally floated this question in the episode that Ronnie was on.
70.
No, 71. No scrubs. Or no, you're right. It is 70. Oh, my God.
Yep. Once again.
How do you know more about this show than I know now?
Again, I am right in my analysis.
Oh, all right. I'm going to give it to you because you're
sick. Because
it
was after 69, so I just... it was a very vivid memory for me.
Okay. So Shanna listened to that episode with Ronnie and commented in the Facebook group about the robe situation. So I thought that Dave and I have the comments. I thought that Dave and I would do a little role play. Dave gets to play the role of Jolie. I'm mostly doing this because I want to hear your Jolie voice.
I'm ready.
Okay, so
I don't think you want me to do the voice. I think you're going to get upset.
Okay.
It's going to be a Boston accent. You know, that's what it's going to be.
I don't have a Boston accent, though.
Listen, it's all about creative license.
It's not.
When you're acting.
It's not.
Acting.
All right, don't do a Boston accent then.
By the way, I just remembered on the walk here, I walked past the bank, and you know how it has like time and temperature? And it was 4:15 at the time, and it was 69 degrees. And
nice.
Why
wasn't it 4:20?
If I had stood there for 5 minutes, I could have had a viral tweet. I could have just sat there and took a video for 3 seconds where it would have gone 4:20, 69. That would have been hilarious.
Real missed opportunity there.
So if anyone sees me in Hoboken tomorrow around 4:17 and the temperature's the same, that's what I'm doing. Oh, I can't believe I didn't do that. I just thought of it right now. Shit.
There will be other opportunities, my friends.
All right.
Well. All right. All right. So here is what Shanna has to say. She says, Jolie Kerr, I know this is going to be controversial, but about the bathrobe. I read a long time ago, the best thing to do is to get out of the shower, lotion up, and then put on a thick bathrobe. This keeps all the moisture in your skin. I swear by it. And wash my bathrobe every week. My friends make fun of me and say my robe is like this. And she included a picture of a Scooby-Doo, like, swamp monster. This screen cap has been sitting on my desktop for a few weeks, and it's made me laugh, like, literally every morning. Okay, then she adds one more comment, and she says, my friends also comment on my soft skin.
So they're just touching her, like, nonstop. Okay, can I just touch you again? No, it's because of the robe. That's why I just want to see if it works.
I mean, I pet my girlfriends. I'm petting myself right now. That's not that unusual.
Male and female culture.
Female behavior.
Are two different things, I guess.
Yeah, they are.
Am I just going right into it here?
Yeah, you're Jolie Kerr.
Okay.
How does it feel to be Jolie Kerr?
Shanna Davis. Aha. I knew there were people like you out there. I knew it. Okay, actually, that makes a ton of sense to me. But also, I have really crucial follow-up question. Doesn't the feeling of a bathrobe on wet skin make you want to die?
That was heinous. Heinous. It's a good thing we're drinking.
That's not a line in the script. You're ad-libbing. What are you doing? Let's go.
I'm critiquing your performance.
This isn't Curb. We got a script in front of us. No improv.
All right. Ha, ha, ha. Obviously not, since I have been doing it forever. And it's not really wet skin. It's lotion-y skin. Also has to be the right robe, I think. Now that I start to think about it, maybe it is weird. I will report back in an hour if I feel like I'm going to die.
Please do. This is the best exchange I've ever had on Facebook.
God, I fucking hate you so much right now. That sucked. That was not what I was hoping for when I planned this out.
Did that backfire?
Yes, it did. Why do you have to ruin everything?
Boy, if I had a nickel for every time a woman said that to me, I'd retire.
Okay, so there is Shanna's explanation. And I have to say, it does make a whole lot of sense to me. I will also say it appeals to me and my vanity because a few months ago, there was an article about Andre Leon Talley, or it was an interview with Andre Leon Talley. Do you know who that is, Dave?
It's the Prime Minister of Italy.
No. That's a good guess, though.
It's the guy who runs a pizza place down the street from you?
No, he's like...
The guy who directed Veep.
Stop it. Right. He's an iconic figure at Vogue magazine.
Who used to be Prime Minister of Italy.
Who
same
used
guy.
To be the Prime Minister of Italy.
potato, potato.
And he also has been a long time friend of Melania Trump. And so he has had to navigate a difficult political environment and the personal relationship he has with the now First Lady. And it was an interview about sort of that and a whole bunch of other stuff. But in the course of this interview, he dropped this thing that he was talking about Melania Trump, and he said that she had been the most well-moisturized woman he had ever met. But she has since been replaced by Kim Kardashian, who now holds the crown as the most well-moisturized woman.
What percentage of men in the world could get away with saying that about a woman? She's the most moist person I've ever
moisturized.
Been
moisturized.
Same difference.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And I, you know, as listeners know, and as definitely my Twitter followers know, who saw the very embarrassing thing that happened to me this week on a conference call, I'm extremely vain, and I really want nice skin. So I was like, when I read this interview with Andre, I was like, my new goal in life is to be one of the most well-moisturized women in the world. And then this thing comes along, and I was like, maybe I should start wearing the wet bathrobe. But I have to say, the idea of putting a bathrobe on myself wet is too heinous to make me, like, like, my desire to not feel that trumps my desire to have well-moisturized skin.
Yeah, trumps.
I get it. It was unintentional, but
So she dries off, then lotions up.
No, she does not dry off. She
lotions up while she's still
while
wet
she's
from the
wet,
shower.
And then she puts her robe on. The thought of it does make me want to die. I don't begrudge her doing it, because everyone feels things differently. So obviously it doesn't, and obviously it doesn't bother me.
I feel like when you take the robe off, you're like peeling it off your body. Like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah, and just like having like wet fabric on me is like no good. Okay, so then I also heard from Cecily Dexter, Cecily is also one of our patrons. Hey, Cecily, thank you for emailing. It was fun to chat with you. She does things a little bit differently. She gets out of the shower. She puts the robe on to absorb like the initial layer of water. Then she takes it off, so she's just like a little bit drippy, and then she lotions. And she says she absolutely does not put the robe back on because she's opposed to putting a robe on her lotiony body. But what I do is I get out, I towel off, I lotion, and then I put my robe on. And I don't have a problem with the robe on my lotiony body.
It just seems like the robe would remove the lotion. Like,
no.
Because like when you shift around, it's going to like...
Not really.
...defeat the purpose.
Not really.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Whatever you want to do with your lotion and your body and your robe. Go
crazy. Well, I mean, that's really it. Like, it doesn't make a bit of difference how Shanna and Cecily are putting their robes on to me.
Some people say kimono. I say kimono yes. That's what I say.
That was really good, Dave. How long have you been workshopping that one?
See, like, everyone always says that when I make a joke, as if there's any sign of that joke being good and planned. I made it up like 8 seconds ago, obviously.
Okay, so there we go. So there's our robe behavior. And look, like, really, you guys do you with your robes. Don't get judgmental about what other people are doing with their robes. Like, there's plenty of good stuff to get hepped up about, and robe behavior is definitely not it. Okay, so now we do need to talk about washing your robes. Yes, you need to wash your robes. Dave originally said once a week. And I was like, that's a good answer.
I feel like once every two.
Yeah. And then I thought about it, and I was like, no, actually, that's probably unnecessary. You absolutely 100% can wash your robe every week. I think I probably wash my kimono about once a week. Just because, like, when I'm in the bathroom grabbing, like, the hand towels, I just grab it and throw it in too. But you don't have to. So this brings us actually to the next poll. The second poll that I did, we had 484 votes about this. And the question was, how often, if you wear a bathrobe, how often are you laundering it? And 48% of the people made me very happy. Actually, most of you made me pretty happy, I gotta say. 48% of the people said monthly-ish. 20% said yearly-ish. 16% said weekly-ish. And 16% said you're supposed to wash it. So...
Which I still think is fair. Unless you're putting lotion on, then yeah, you have to wash it.
Not fair. You do have to wash it. So I think the once a month thing is about right. I just want to say it does depend on usage. So if you're getting out of the shower and putting the robe on when you're wet, you should be laundering the robe more frequently, and I'm going to explain why in a second. If you're like me and you use your kimono for the 5 minutes to like walk from the bathroom to your bedroom for modesty's sake because your neighbors look directly into your kitchen window, then yeah, you probably don't need to wash it as often. So I just am going to kind of say, I'm not going to give you real rules on this. About monthly-ish is right. You're all adults with free will. You should use your good judgment and do what's right for you. But you should be washing your robes from time to time. So Cecily said something to me in the course of us emailing about washing her robe once a month because her feeling is that she's never cleaner than when she gets out of the shower, and so she's putting the robe on when she's very clean. And I totally understand that, but it's not actually correct, and here's why. The moisture sitting around in your robe is going to attract mildew, and there's also like ambient filth in the air that is landing on your robe, no matter where you keep it. If you keep it in the bathroom, you've got toilet plume stuff. If you keep it in the bedroom, like think about how dusty your bedside table gets in a week. Your robe is equally as dusty. It's not, the dust isn't only going onto one surface in the bedroom. It's everywhere. It's ambient. It's just that you see it more on like a table surface than on your robe, but it's on your robe. So the combination of the moisture and the ambient filth in the air.
Ambient filth is a good band name. Just want to tell you, if anybody wants to start a band.
Ambient is always a good,
yeah.
Like first
ambient
word.
Ambient filth.
Yeah.
Death metal.
Yeah, I can exactly picture what that band looks like, and I hate all of those guys deeply. I never want to get stuck in a conversation with them at a bar.
Hey, you're that ask a clean person chick, aren't you?
Well,
I'm the guy from Ambient Filth, so why don't you clean me up?
And then he
runs his fingers through his thin hair.
The guys from Ambient Filth are definitely the type who call out hyperbole. That's one of my least favorite character traits.
What do you mean?
When you're using hyperbole and you're like, oh my God, it's the greatest thing in the world. And someone's like,
yeah,
the greatest?
Yeah.
Really? It's the greatest thing in the world?
No, do it the other way. If you're ever on Twitter and you're like, oh, this is the worst, someone will be like, oh, this is worse than. And then they'll like name like horrible crimes throughout the world. Say, yeah. Oh, this is worse than the Holocaust. I'm saying it was a bad goal, the goal you let up. I didn't mean it was worse than the Holocaust. You know what I mean in context. Jerk. God, I hate Twitter.
I know. I'm sorry. You should get off Twitter.
That's what she said.
But you're not gonna. No.
Sometimes.
No. All right. So ambient filth. Wash your bathrobes from time to time. In terms of washing, basically the answer is check the care tag for the fabric information in it. Most of your robes are either going to be terry cloth or they're going to be polyester. So like even the robes that are quote unquote silk, like my kimono, are not silk. Most of them are polyester or polyester blends. Those can all get washed. You don't have to wash them in hot water, but if it makes you feel better, you can wash them in hot water. But really, cold water, regular detergent, there's nothing special you need to know about it. You just got to wash them. So I think that that's pretty much it on our robe discussion. I felt like I wanted to say a whole lot more, but I don't have any more to say about it. I was just very excited.
Yeah.
This has been a very exciting 2 weeks.
I feel like it was comprehensive.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, so this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Dave and I will be right back with more of your Can I Wash This questions. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Julie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking about things you should be washing but maybe aren't. And now we have a set of seasonal questions that also give me the perfect excuse to torment Dave by making him think about hockey.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let me just call it back up again. I wasn't ready to launch into it. I Googled Hung Parliament for a joke I wanted to make on Twitter, and I couldn't find anything. So now my tabs are all over the place. Hold on one second. Here it is, Jason. Jason writes, "Hello, I'm newish to listening to the podcast, but you have helped a 30-something man become more of an adult, so thank you. I have a hockey jersey. New Jersey Devils. As if anybody cares what team it is, Jason. No, she doesn't. She just disagrees with me all the time for fun. It has a variety of autographs on it from 2003. I stopped washing it after that for fear of washing the autographs off. It acquired a variety of ketchup and mustard stains, and I stopped wearing it." So you still wore it after you had all the autographs on it? That's weird. You gotta frame that, man. "Recently, I came across it." That's what she said. "And want to know, is this safe to wash? Should I pre-treat it? I don't want the autographs to wash away. Please tell Dave that I cannot just throw it away and get a new one." I mean, you could. You just got to track down all the dudes from 2002, 2003 and get them to sign it again. I just don't get like why you would... I've seen that happen at sporting events where people get like autographed jerseys and they wear them to games. Like once it's been signed by somebody, like you got to hang that up somewhere. You can't just eat ketchup and mustard and drink beer in it. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
I'm angry.
There's another question.
They're even one at a time.
No, these two go together.
Oh, I figured they...
Sorry, no. I was going to tell you to just read the second one, but you just like put your phone down before I could do it.
Patrick tweets, "Autographed hockey jersey."
It's a tweet, so you have to...
I know, just like a weird way to open. "Afraid anything I do to wash it will ruin the signatures. It's a Washington Capitals white Olaf Kolzig. He spelled it Kolzig. Olaf Kolzig jersey. Has about 20 signatures done with both black and blue Sharpies."
Okay, so the thing about you saying no one cares the jersey, I tweeted back and I was like, what's the jersey? So you really are literally so wrong right now. And I was like, it doesn't really matter. I was like, what was the pen used and what's the jersey? And I was like, the jersey doesn't matter. That's just for color.
Yeah.
I just was like, I don't know. I thought you actually might be curious. could not care less.
I wrote a thing today and somebody replied and started telling me about how the Florida Panthers do their marketing. And I'm like, what? I don't care. Like, why do you think I care? Twitter.
Okay. So this was like kind of fun because it's a little bit of an Ask a Clean Person phenomenon that I get really excited when this happens. So the question from Jason came in last week when I was in my like week of drinking my dinner. And you know, I wrote back and I was like, what kind of pen? And I think he might have been the one that I was like lying to, saying that Dave is a Rangers fan. I'm pretty sure that was the same one. So that was last week. Then this week, Patrick tweeted his question to me in response to something that I had tweeted out, asking what things people have that they've never washed that they think they should be washing, which I was just throwing out as like a general question for a whole bunch of stuff that I'm working on right now. A lot of it is podcast stuff. Some of it is writing stuff. I was basically just collecting answers. It was also really, really fun. It was also a tiny bit disheartening because almost every single thing is something that I've podcasted about. And I was like, is no one listening to this show? Oh my God. But I'm getting over that. I'm trying to not worry about this show so much, but I'm really, really worrying about the show. So Patrick tweeted that at me. That's why it starts kind of abruptly, because he's actually replying to my tweet. But the thing about this is, so there's this like weird Ask a Clean Person phenomenon that happens every couple of years where in the span of like a week or a week and a half, two questions that are incredibly unusual on almost the exact same t- topic or scenario land in my inbox. I'll give you an example of when this has happened before. A couple of years ago, in a one-week span, I got two separate questions about people spilling gasoline on their pants. I don't think I've ever gotten another question about people spilling gasoline on their pants in the 6.5 years I've been doing this job, and I happen to get two in 1 week. Like, it's just a weird thing. And there have been other examples of this. And granted, autographed hockey jerseys are, it's not that unusual, and it's especially not that unusual to be happening in at the end of May and beginning of June, because it's seasonal. Because, you know, when I think of hockey, I think June.
As everybody does. when the ice is totally melted, that's what I'm thinking about.
You know what I mean hockey. When I say that. Oh my God, speaking of ice melting, wait, I gotta go on a tiny, tiny rant. I was researching hand deodorants for something that I was writing for Esquire this week.
Hand deodorants?
Oh yes, Dave.
Like deodorants you rub on your hands?
Yes, Dave.
That's not a thing.
Yes, it sure is.
God, I'm telling you, all we got to do is figure out one thing people are insecure about that they haven't tapped into yet, and then make a thing that cleans it. Like,
yeah, you and I could definitely do that.
Like, are you worried that your nostrils smell? What?
That's what they're designed to do.
Well, we have the perfect perfume that can get that smell out of your nostrils. It's called Nostraway. And then just like sell it for $29.99 a bottle and then retire to an island.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
Can we have separate islands, though?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, I don't want to have you stuck on an island with you in retirement.
My island will be the one covered in beer cans
terrible.
And garbage.
That
and Chick-fil-A
terrible.
Wrappers, a.k.a.
Oh, wait,
Fun
you're gonna
Island.
Have, wait, you're going to have Chick-fil-A on your island?
Too late. You have already been evicted.
Okay, where was it? Oh, so I have to go on my tiny rant about the hand deodorant. So there's a hand deodorant made for hockey players called...
Oh, I can see that now.
Clap Out? Is that
it gets rid of the clap?
Clap something?
No, I don't know. That doesn't make, because hockey gloves do smell like,
no, I know
shit.
That.
That makes sense, yeah.
I know that. I mean, we both know that. That's how we met.
No, but I thought it was just like a general thing for like men and women to wear. Like, are you tired of smelling in the subway?
Yeah. No. I mean, most of them are aimed at athletes. It's like, you know.
Even like football gloves too. Yeah.
Right. Like lifters, boxers, hockey player. I mean, any sport where you have to wear gloves, you're going to reek. So here's the thing. Like, the product seems great and the packaging was really cute and blah, 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 blah. And I included it in the Esquire article, but I was clicking through the FAQs because I wanted to find the ingredient list. And there was an FAQ in which the question was, can this be used in the cold? And I was like, I don't know why this sent me into such a rage, but I was screaming at my computer. It's made for a sport that's fucking played on ice. Of course it can be used in the cold. Like, what? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's a pretty...
I freaked. I was so enraged by this question. Like, and I really think of myself as a, like, there are no stupid questions, only stupid answers kind of person.
Oh, no.
Oh, apparently not. Apparently Julie Kerr is just so offended by this question. I was... Furious.
So like,
furious.
If you did one of those tweets with the clapping hands, they would just be all clapping hands. Don't ever hand clapping or however they do it.
I actually had to stop myself from going on a Twitter rant about this company. Like, I was like, okay, Joel, don't do that. Like, there's no need for this at all. Like, Twitter doesn't need it. Clap Out or whatever they're called doesn't need it. You don't need it. Like, stop. Just finish writing your column and move on. So anyway, there's my tiny rant. Maybe not so tiny of rant. Okay, so these two questions come in. It's kind of unusual. Yes, it's seasonal, but on the other hand, I've never gotten a question about autographed hockey jerseys before. And you would certainly think that if I was going to get one, much less two in the span of 1 week, that I would have gotten them when I worked for the sports gossip blog that I wrote my cleaning column on for 3 years. So it was like...
Deadspin?
The very one. You've heard of it.
You just called it a sports gossip blog.
It is a sports gossip blog. That's what they call themselves.
No.
Yes.
Gossip?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of it. That's not... It's not like...
That's what the old like... Description of.
By the way, clap bomb.
Thank you.
Bomb.
It's not that much better than out.
It's the bomb.
Anyway.
Bomb with the bomb. Bang, bang, ding, ding. Set the money, set up.
I still love Kid Rock, you guys. I know I'm not supposed to. I feel better having confessed that. Anyway, back to our phenomenon. I was very excited about these two questions. I have very easy and fast answers. The first answer, and actually, Jason, I don't know why I didn't suggest this to you when I was emailing. I'm so sorry, because this is actually like the first answer. Oh, there was another funny thing too. So when Patrick tweeted at me, I responded and I was like, wait, are you the one who just emailed me? And he was like, nope, not me. And Jason saw it and he was like, that was me. So it's like, oh, well, you two should, I guess, maybe know each other. Okay. So here's the thing. Dry cleaning. You can take the jerseys to a dry cleaner.
There you go.
The dry cleaner has seen everything. They will not even judge you for taking a jersey. Like, don't even worry about it. You can totally do that. In the case of Jason's that has the old set-in stains, that's actually going to be the best thing to do. The thing is that both of them were signed with Sharpie. It probably is okay to go through the washing machine or to be hand-washed, but if you take the risk and it's not okay, you can't undo that damage. So, like, I absolutely 100% can't tell you to do that just because it's not worth taking the risk. So dry cleaning definitely is one way to go. Another way to go is to just spot treat it in the exact same way that I talked about spot treating the L.L. Bean Bowden tote. So you take your little liquid laundry detergent, you dilute it in a small bowl of water, you get a light colored cloth or sponge, probably a little whitewash cloth. Dip it in, wring it out, and just scrub at the stains and kind of the smelly areas. Then rinse the rag, wring it out again, and go over it with sort of just a wet, non-sudsy rag to remove the suds. And that should do it. Now, in terms of the stains that Jason has, he has old ketchup and old mustard stains. Those are bad stains to try to get out. They're bad stains to try to get out when they're fresh, when they're set in. They're going to be really tricky. Probably the thing that's going to be the best bet for that is a product called Carbona Stain Devils. For this particular stain type, you want Stain Devil number 2. There are 9 Stain Devils. There's a formula for all kinds of different stains. But number 2 is the one that you want. It's the one for chocolate, ketchup, and mustard. And you just follow the little package instructions. Basically, what you do is you put a cloth, like a towel or a cloth down, you put the garment down, and then you dropper the Stain Devils onto the stains. And kind of work them in and then rinse with like a cloth again because they're spot treating. So that will probably work, but actually really the dry cleaner is the way to go for these. So I'm not going to worry about them and their jerseys. They could also get them cleaned and then frame them, or they could get them clean and they can wear them again. I don't know. I'm not that bothered by people wearing autographed jerseys. I get why it's a little bit strange, but it doesn't bother me that much.
It just feels like a big risk because you're just going to get it dirty. And you have to wash it. You have to go through the whole thing of worrying about washing it and losing the autographs. So just go get another one.
Yeah. I guess. All right. You want to read our last question from Liz?
Oh, Liz. I'm a patron specifically because I had followed both you and Dave before you started working together. And it's the combination of the Hockey Catfish bonus episode and this recent shoe episode that made me realize I should send this in. I'm wondering if you have any advice on cleaning shoelaces. I know Dave would say throw them away and buy new ones.
I want you to know that literally every question I picked this week had a reference to you throwing it away. I was so excited.
They're shoelaces. They're like $2 for
new
ones.
Keep reading.
Oh, were these like from like her great-grandmother or something?
Yes. They're heirloom shoelaces.
Right. I don't know. Maybe like she came over like on a boat and like this was all she had with her from Ireland or something. I don't know. I know Dave would say throw them away and buy new ones, but mine is very specific. I have a bracelet made out of a hockey skate lace that I call my, quote, lucky bracelet. I put that in quotes because I'm at least smart enough to know that it's not really affecting my team's luck in any way. I just like it. Ha. After several years, it's pretty grimy, dingy looking, and recently I tried soaking it in a bowl of water and white vinegar. I even took a before picture because I planned to send it to you, but then nothing really happened. The water was still pretty clear, and the bracelet was still pretty dingy. Is there something else you recommend trying? Just run it through a laundry cycle in a mesh bag or something? Would hot or cold matter? Thanks, Liz. I mean, they're shoelaces. Just go get new ones.
but it's our lucky bracelet.
They're not lucky. She knows in her heart they're not lucky, so then I just... I just feel like that she's putting herself through a lot of stress over nothing.
I don't think she's that stressed over it.
Like, let's say those laces. Let's say she wore those laces when she won Olympic silver in Nagano. All right, yeah, you want to save those. Like, if these are just directly, we won three in a row shoelaces, you should just go get some new ones.
It's her lucky bracelet. I don't know. I'm not opposed to any of that.
You're too nice. New, throw them away. New ones. Thanks for listening this week.
Can
goodbye.
I get that in writing, Dave?
Well, you're too nice on the show. You're mean to me.
I'm not mean. Dave.
Very mean.
Dave.
Harsh.
I walked in here. I offered you jelly beans, money, and a job.
The first two are correct. The last one you did not. I did.
You didn't want it.
I walked in today and she goes, I have the most amazing job for you. And I was like, awesome. Is it a lot of money and little work? She's like, yes. And I'm like, what is it? And then she explained it to me and then told me she had already offered it to somebody else first.
No. First, wait. It's not my job to
offer. Not to offer, but you already told someone else.
I recommended someone. I was planning to recommend you and someone else for the job. They need multiple candidates to interview.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Dave didn't want it, so tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to the other person who was grateful and said, thank you.
I have the perfect girl for you. Oh, that's great. What's she like? Well, you have to arm wrestle this other guy first before you can go out with her.
That would not be. That's different. That's a totally mm-hmm. different scenario.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, vote and decide if that's the same thing or not. Lozo votes yes, it is.
Okay, so Liz, you picked the wrong soaking agent. You picked the right technique, but the wrong agent. So white vinegar is not really the thing for stains and dinginess and stuff like that. White vinegar is a thing for smell. And there are some instances where white vinegar is a stain-removing agent. But in terms of, like, the Jolicare go-to things, vinegar is odors, OxyClean is stains. Okay, so basically, I think you kind of already know the right answer because you got it, which is either put it in a mesh bag and run it through the laundry or soak it in OxyClean. I don't know how dingy this is. If it's really, really dingy, I would tell you to soak it in OxyClean and then run it through the wash. If it's only kind of moderately dingy, just put it in a mesh bag and run it through the wash. It probably does not actually make a difference if you use hot or cold water. I would actually say just use cold to ironically avoid the potential for shrinkage. But it shouldn't matter so much. And I know you're going to be A-okay. And I also know that you're going to wait until the next couple of games have been played because she's a Penguins fan.
Oh,
so she's not washing it until...
Oh, wait, it's not lucky for her team that she plays sports for. It's lucky for the Penguins is what she's saying?
Yeah.
But they lost two in a row.
But they're not done yet.
Not yet. So that's even crazier. I thought like this was a thing where she was playing like hockey with the laces in her skates. I didn't realize that this was just lucky for her favorite sports
team.
No,
it's a bracelet that she made out of hockey, skate laces that she turned into a bracelet that she wears when she's watching her team play.
Wow.
It's not. You're a sports writer. You cannot say that that's crazy.
Oh, I'm the one person who can.
No. There is in like the annals of crazy sports fan behavior. This is nothing.
No, but it's just nothing. It's a different level of it.
It's not. No, it is not. It's a different level in that it's a much lower level.
Like she's not like wearing her pants backwards and then like forcing her cat to like scratch her face between periods, like as part of a ritual for luck. But it's still.
Exactly.
In her mind. The fact that
you just rattled that off so quickly means that there are definitely people doing that.
but I didn't realize, like, in her mind right now, like, we're recording this on Thursday. They're going to play game five tonight. Like, in her mind, her bracelet is going to decide potentially who goes up 3-2 in the series before game six.
I mean,
I didn't realize it was that.
I mean, here's the thing.
I thought her beer league team was counting on her to
keep the
mojo going.
She rationally knows that it has no effect. It's like astrology. Okay,
yeah,
I read my horoscope every single day.
Yeah.
All right, I'm totally upset. In fact, my best friend busted me so hard. I sent him this thing that I was reading about my like my sign in like relationships, and there was like the second sentence listed all of these famous like Leo on Leo couples, And they were all like iconic people who Nicholas loves. So it was like Sean Penn and Madonna.
DiCaprio and Messi.
And I mean, Nicholas wouldn't like, that would be meaningless. And there was what, I forget if it was, I can't remember. Bill Clinton was one of them, but I can't remember if Hillary was the other woman or if it was Monica. Anyways, so I said to him, I was like, you're just going to love The Second Sense, read this. And he was like, why are you reading this, Jolie? And yeah. I was like, listen, I know it's stupid. I know that astrology is meaningless. Mm-hmm. And
I'm like,
rationally, I know it. But for whatever reason, like, it brings me a tiny measure of comfort. And it doesn't hurt anyone. It's like, you know, I don't know. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. So I, Liz, I understand you. Just ignore Dave. He's not worth listening to.
Throw away your hockey team.
Throw away your podcast co-host because he's not worth listening to.
Only if the horoscope says to do it, though. Otherwise, it may not be a real good thing to do.
Listen, I feel like I own your soul because you made the mistake of giving me all of your, like, natal information. And I had that natal chart that I pulled up when you, me, and Maureen were out drinking on my phone.
Oh, yeah, the thing that said I'm only into, like, crazy weird, like, sex. Like, I only do butt stuff and nothing else.
It did not say that.
Whatever it was, like, super duper.
But if that's what you're into, that's okay. Like, I'll accept that, too. I, like, whatever floats your boat is what you should do.
I think I remember that thing. It was just like a bunch of, like, general things that are true about most people. And it was like, oh, my God, this is really speaking to me.
No, it wasn't.
I like orgasms, too. Whoa.
It was not.
You like food and drink? Me too. You like to sleep in sometimes on the weekends? No way.
We are soulmates. The thing is, we cherry picked the parts that we read to you, but I had I didn't close it out of my phone. And like 3 days later, I was at the laundromat and I'm like looking through my phone. And I'm like, what was this tab? And I open it. I'm like, oh, it's Dave's fucking needle chart. Like, yeah. I'm like pawing through it.
This is what
find
I deal
out,
with people.
Find out all your secrets.
This is my life once a week, people. Yep.
So now I've been manipulating you based on the natal chart. It's going really well, Dave. Mm-hmm. On that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson. And selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.